Part 2. Every Front. If I am to believe the wisdom of Grandmaster Kane, then I am made of the same stuff as all around me. Then we are one, all of us, everything. Is this observation merely a philosophical bend or the truth of it? For surely this is not how the matrons of Menzo Baranzon view the world, nor the dwarves of Gontalgrim, nor even my beloved wife, who foresees her future in the grove of the unicorns within the house of nature, wherein resides the goddess Mialiki. So is it that Grandmaster Kane has seen the truth, beyond the religions and dogma of the material world? Or is it that his truth is not in opposition to the others? That his truth is perhaps a different angle viewing the same image. It gives me great pleasure and satisfaction to recognize that this ancient human who has taken me as his student would not bristle at my question. Nay, he would celebrate it, indeed demand it of me, for this oneness of all he envisions requires inquisitiveness and curiosity, open heart and open mind. I cannot deny the power of Kane's truth. I have seen a blade pass through him without disturbing his mortal flesh. He can walk through a stone wall. In the body of Brother Afrafrenfir, he vanished to sparkling nothingness before the breath of a dragon, only to soon reconstitute in the mortal corporeal form and slay the beast. It occurs to me that a wizard or high priestess might do the same with their varying spells, and I know that Kimuriel can replicate much of what Grandmaster Kane accomplishes with the use of his strange mind magic. Yes, perhaps Kimuriel O'Blodra and Grandmaster Kane are more alike than either of them would wish to admit. Neither consciously calls upon the elements or some godlike being for his powers. For Kimuriel, it is the power of a trained mind. And so it is with Grandmaster Kane. I wonder, then, are their philosophies joined? Or are they accessing some hidden power from different directions? I do love these puzzles, I admit, but also I am troubled by the seeming contentment and acceptance shown by my mentor. Once more, if I am to believe the wisdom of Grandmaster Kane, then I am made of the same stuff as all that is around me. Then we are one. All of us. Everything. Is it sentience and reasoning that gives us form? What then of the stones and clouds? Is it our sentience that gives them form? I am not sure that even Grandmaster Kane could answer those questions. But there is another inescapable question to his philosophy that seemed not to bother him at all. If we are all one, all of the same stuff, and our ultimate fates are thus joined, then to what point do we make determinations of good and evil? Why should I care for such concepts if we are all of the same stuff, if we are all to be joined in the eternity of everything? Am I to meld with ogre pieces then, or demon bits? But Kane cares about this question, and his answer is simple and one I find satisfying. To him, the universe bends toward goodness and justice, and the ultimate reward for us all is that place of brotherhood and tranquility. There is indeed a philosophical and moral compass to it all, say the sisters and brothers of the Yellow Rose. And so such gains are not merely temporary conveniences, but lasting measurements in a universal scale. Perhaps they're correct. Perhaps it's all for nothing. And there is no ultimate reward or punishment beyond this mortal coil. These are answers for those who, to our experience, are no more, who have returned to whatever eternity or emptiness there might be for us all. For now, says Kane, and so say I, we must follow that which is in our heart and soul, a belief in universal, eternal harmony and oneness, does not discount a belief in goodness, in love, in joy, in friendship and sisterhood. I found my peace here in this monastery nestled in the Galena Mountains of Damara, true peace and contentment. And in that light, when I return home to Long Saddle or Gontalgrim, on those occasions when I am beside Cattybrie or any of the others, I know that I will be a better friend. Drizzt Do'Urden.